Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. From Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. Russia has recently regained some momentum in the battle for Bakhmut, the British Defense Ministry reported Friday in its daily intelligence update. The report said Russian forces have highly advanced into the town center of Bakhmut and have seized the west bank of the Bakhmut River. The update also reported the Wagner forces and Russian Defense Ministry commanders have paused their ongoing feud and improved cooperation. French President Emmanuel Macron had encouraged Chinese President Xi Jinping to use Chinese relationship with Russia to help bring an end to the Russian war in Ukraine. Macron said Xi said as they met Thursday in Beijing that Russia's aggression in Ukraine has harmed the international stability. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen, who also held talks with Xi in Beijing Thursday, also urged the Chinese leader to use his influence to bring peace to Ukraine, but also cautioned that Russia should not send arms to, or that China should not send arms to Russia.
We also count on China not to provide any military equipment directly or indirectly to Russia. Because we all know arming the aggressor would be against international law, and it would significantly harm our relationship.
This is VOA News. The chairman of the U.S. Foreign Affairs Committee, Michael McCaul, told officials in Taiwan Friday he was doing everything possible to speed up delivery of weapons to Taiwan amid heightened tensions with China following Taiwan President Xi Jinping's meeting with U.S. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy earlier in the week. Taiwan, which China claims as its own territory, has since last year complained of delays in U.S. weapons deliveries, such as Stinger aircraft missiles, and as manufacturers' supplies to Ukraine turn supplies to Ukraine to support the defense against the Russian invasion. Speaking at a news conference in Taipei Friday, Chairman McCaul said he will work to expedite weapons to Taiwan and to deter China from conflict.
Nobody wants conflict. We want peace and prosperity. And we want to do everything we can to deter a very aggressive nation, Communist China, from ever thinking about landing on the shores of this beautiful island, because that would be a serious mistake for everybody.
Meanwhile, Taiwan's Ministry of Defense reports China sent warships and aircraft near Taiwan for a second day Friday. The report said Chinese warships sailed in waters surrounding the self-ruled island, while a fighter jet and anti-submarine helicopter also crossed the island's air defense identification zone. A woman-run radio station in northeastern Afghanistan has resumed its broadcast after officials shut it down for a week for playing music during the holy month of Ramadan. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The director for information and culture in Badakhshan says the station is now allowed to resume activities after it had obeyed the laws and regulations of the Islamic Emirate and agreed to stop broadcasting any kind of music. Sadeh Banawan, which means women's voice in Dari, was launched 10 years ago in the province and is Afghanistan's only women-run radio station. The Afghan Journalist Safety Committee, a watchdog organization that promotes the safety of journalists and press freedom, and which was involved in mediation for the station's reopening, has welcomed the resumption of broadcasts. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
While spring is moving into most of North America, an ice storm swept through eastern Canada, leaving more than a million people without power on Friday. In Montreal, city crews were working to clear broken branches and downed trees caused by the storm. Montreal resident Margie Gillis said as trees fell, the situation got dangerous.
The trees were crashing and cracking all around us, and that was really hard. The generator in the back exploded. A tree came and hit it and started a bit of a fire. There were sparks flying everywhere.
From Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.